Hello, everybody. Welcome to the month of Kislev. It's a very, very special month. It is month of hope and the month of dreams. It started Saturday, November 30th at sundown. It's the time that we keep our focus on the goodness of the Lord. We continue to hope in Him. Kislev is the third month on the civil calendar, which started at Tishri. It's the ninth month on the religious calendar, which started back in Nisan, right before Passover. And this is a month of hopes, dreams, remembering lightness in the dark. Many places around the world, it is darkness, dark months in the northern portions of the earth. And so, especially in Israel, okay? And so in Psalm 78:7, it is a reminder to us this month that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. That word hope in the Hebrew is the word kesel, and it comes from the word kislev. So this is the month of hope. It's a month of dreams. It's a month of miracles. It's a month of miracle oil flowing. It's a month where we remember the goodness of God. I remember the psalmist David, King David, and he said in Psalm 27:13, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is a month where we need to focus on God's goodness. Take some time and meditate on the goodness of God. You want to see some change, some shifts happen in your life? Just sit and focus on how good He is. Listen, stop seeking Him for what you can get, because He's happy just to give to you if you will just focus on His goodness and His love for you. And if you can, if you're having difficulty with that, take some time to talk to Him about that. Say, Lord, I want to know Your goodness. I want to know and understand Your love for me. I haven't yet tapped into that special relationship with You, Father, where I can know You as a good, good Father. I'm reminded in James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. And so this is a month where good gifts are coming forth. God is releasing grain, wine, and oil from heaven. From the book of Hosea comes down grain, wine, oil, wool, flax, gold, silver, water, fire, heaven is released upon us. We see that in the gifts of the miracle oil being released. Grain, wine, and oil flow down from heaven. So this is a very, very special time just to receive. I talked to you a little bit about this last week. How can one receive if one doesn't know the goodness of God? I need you to take some time this week here at the beginning of December, the beginning of the Gregorian month of December, but it's the Hebrew month of Kislev, and focus on God's goodness, because He wants to pour out that grain, that wine, and that oil upon you. He wants you to tap into every spiritual blessing which is yours in the heavenly places. If you are feeling lack or depravity in your heart, if you're feeling less than, now's the time to take a time out. Yes, take a time out and sit and rest with Him, that He can pour out His blessings upon you, because He wants to do that. He is a good, good Father, and He's come to bless us with good gifts. What is a great gift that He gave us this month that we remember on the Gregorian calendar? Is the birth of Yeshua HaMashiach, the birth of Jesus. Now that is a Gregorian holiday, okay? It is Christmas, all right? It's a special holiday celebrated all throughout the world, but it's in accordance with the Gregorian calendar. In accordance with the Hebrew calendar, we celebrate Hanukkah, which is happening right around the exact same time, December 25th and December 26th this year. And so Hanukkah which is the Week of Lights. It's a special festival of dedication. Festival of Lights is happening at the same time as our Gregorian calendar holiday of Christmas, holiday or holy day of Christmas. And so God gave his one and only precious son, Jesus Christ. We remember the nativity story this month. We remember the story of Jesus being born in a manger. Right? There was no room at the end. He was born in a manger. And we remember these things this month, a giving over of good gifts from heaven to us. So if this is a month of good gifts, it's a month of oil, grain, wine, and oil coming. It is a month of hope. It is a month of dreams. There's many Torah portion readings this month, all about dreams, all about how Joseph had the dreams that one day he would be a ruler. So it's a month of dreams. So there's going to be supernatural dreams that you're going to be receiving. There's going to be supernatural revelation. God is going to set you up. See, December, even from a Gregorian calendar perspective, is a time where God properly positions us to receive what is necessary to bring forth in January, which is the beginning of a Gregorian calendar year. And so December is just a weighty month. It is power-packed not only with huge blessings, but also with establishing order and properly positioning us for promotion in our first of the year, which is coming in January, our Gregorian calendar year of 2025. So we're in Hebrew year 5785, which started at Tishri, but we're coming into the Gregorian calendar year of 2025. And so this is a special year of doubles. It's a special year of grace, right? Double grace. It's a special year that we can sit and remember, especially this month of December, receiving good gifts from the Lord, receiving his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, was buried, resurrected, and ascended for us, receiving the miracle oil, receiving the blessings from heaven, which come in grain, wine, and oil, remembering how the Maccabees stood to protect their temple during this time from the Greek army, defilement from the Greek army, and after they battled this very, very special priestly family battled to protect the temple. What ended up happening was there was one vial of oil that was left and available. There was 8 days that the menorah was supposed to burn oil, but that one vial of oil multiplied and burned for 8 days straight. So it's a month of multiplication too, and multiplication of the oil. Fire. Listen, it is a power-packed month. No matter the darkness in your life, God is shining bright light and he's pouring out the oil of heaven upon you. Grain, wine, and oil. Grain is new opportunities, okay? Grain is having that substance come from heaven. Wine is the new opportunities, and the oil is the anointing oil of God, the special new anointings that God is blessing you with during this time. But in order for us to fully receive, we have to take time out to receive. We've got to position ourselves. See, why go through this whole month and have it be just about what you're doing all the time? Take some time to be so that you can receive, so that you can be one that gives out. God is giving so much this month, but you got to set yourself in position to receive what it is that he's giving. The Father of lights gives good and perfect gifts from above. The word also tells us that he makes everything beautiful in his time. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He made everything beautiful in his time. And so this is a time where God makes everything beautiful from the rest of the year. No matter what difficulties you've gone through, he's going to make everything beautiful. He's going to give you beautiful connections, even with difficulties that you've had this whole year of 2024. There have been intense times. There have been losses. There's been all of the things that happen in a year that are difficult. But God says he makes everything beautiful in his time. So this is a time where God is making things beautiful. He's refreshing. He's resetting. He's properly positioning before we come into our brand new year. It's a time where you need to set aside time to recollect what happened to you this year. What are some of the losses that you experienced? What are some of the difficulties? Allow God to touch your heart and make those things that were even most difficult for you beautiful. Something that you can honor God with, even in the midst of the pain that you experienced. Lifting up to Him, knowing that He's a good God and that He causes all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. He doesn't cause all things for the bad. He causes all things for the good. So what came against you that was bad, He causes for the good. That's what that scripture means. So no matter what losses you had, no matter what difficulties, He's going to cause goodness to come out of that. So this is a month of receiving His goodness. Come on, just put out your hands. Say, I want to receive Your goodness, God. I want to receive Your goodness. And Lord, I'm going to take some time this month to just receive Your goodness, that I might be properly positioned for the Gregorian calendar year of 2025. Come on, you want to step into 2025 knowing another level of the goodness of God. I know I want to. So take this month as a time of sabbatical. It's busy. Where people are shopping, they're buying things, they're going out with family. There's a lot that's going on. But don't forget what this season is all about. It's about worshiping God. It's about thanking Him for His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thanking Him for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thanking Him for all the good and perfect gifts that come from heaven. Take some time, because listen, if you don't, you'll become dry. You'll become brittle. This is a month of hope. It's a month of dreams. It's a month of miracle oil flowing. You need to slap some of that oil on yourself, some of those dry places that need to be massaged. Get some oil out, because God is getting you ready for January, for 2025, for what He has already set in motion for you. It's already been written in eternal time, and it's going to take place in earth time. He makes everything beautiful in His time. And so just go with Him. Just flow with Him this month. I never want to enter a very, very important season with God without taking some time to focus on the whole reason for the season. He's the reason for the season. Don't miss this, folks. Because when December 31st comes around, you'll be like, what happened this whole month? What happened this whole year? Don't do that. Slow it down now so that your soul can catch up to what's happening in the eternal realms, and you can begin to receive the real jewels, the real treasure, the real grain, wine, and oil that God is sending forth from heaven at this time. I see great financial blessings coming this month. It's not going to be a month that's going to drain you. It's going to be a month where if you'll put out your hands, you can receive what God has already ordained for you to have from before the beginning, before the foundations of the world. And so we need to properly position ourselves to receive. So what does it take to receive? Maybe you need to confess. Maybe there's some things that's in your heart right now you need to confess. You need to say, Father, I'm angry, I'm bitter, I'm resentful, I'm upset, I'm negative about this. This is too weighty for me. This is too heavy for me. Father, I'm angry with You. I'm angry with my spouse. I can't forgive this person. Come on, it's time to lay it down, because all those things are stopping the flow, the flow. God wants to get something in your hand, something that is going to massage these areas, but properly position you to be a giver. He's a great giver. How can you give from a place of deficit? You can't. Let's get some of that deficit filled up so that we can be givers at this time. So take this week so you don't spend the entire month dealing with deficit. Come on, you need to get to a place of overflow. If God says, I'm flowing, in the book of Hosea, He says, I'm flowing grain, wine, and oil. Why did He say that? Because the people repented. He removed grain, wine, and oil, and when they repented, He returned it. Now, this is that month where we get in this place with God. If we've got anything that's stopping us up, anything that's preventing us or arresting our development, as we confess it, we're going to restart again the flow of those blessings. God's bringing them down. I'm telling you, grain, wine, and oil is coming. This is a month of miracle oil flowing, hopes and dreams, a month of hope. Kislev needs hope. And so we're hoping for the plan and the future that God has for us, right? I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And so this is a very, very important time, but it's a time where you got to take a time out. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. It's time to take a time out so that you can position yourself to receive. Let's just take a few moments right now and just lift up to the Lord anything that you got on your heart, anything that's stopping the flow right now. Come on, I could see some things in the spirit. You know, there's some issues with your spouse. There's some issues with your children, with your mother and father. It's time to let those things go right now. Issues with your boss. Just say, Father, forgive me. I'm carrying these weights with me for these people. I see some of you having financial difficulties. I'm carrying weights for my finances right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm asking you, Father, to just forgive me for any anger, animosity I have because I don't think I have enough. I'm not sure I can do this. I'm not sure that I'm able to go on. I'm upset about lack or loss that's happened in my family. Father, forgive me that I'm holding on to animosity or discouragement as a result of this. And Lord, I just want to receive from you at this time. Come on, just feel that right now. Just feel that weight. Just say, Lord, I just want to receive from you right now. I want to receive first off your love and your forgiveness. And that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to make it right. And that this is the month I'm going to hope again in the name of Jesus. Come on, it's time to hope again. Hope deferred makes a heart sick. But it's time to hope again that you may not be sick any longer, but that you might step into the destiny that God has for you. Come on. Ooh, I feel that right there. Yes, it's weighty. There's a destiny that God has for you, and he's calling you forth. And he's going to give you every spiritual blessing. He's going to give you every gift that you can carry out the blessings of God. Things are getting ready to shift. I feel it in the spirit realms right there. Come on, some of y'all must have confessed. Some of y'all must have said, Father, forgive me. Some of you must have said, you know what? I'm carrying these weights and I don't want to carry them anymore. Come on, just drop them, drop them, drop them. Drop the weights, drop the balls, drop the chains in the name of Yeshua and just receive from him. He makes everything beautiful in his time. What is his time? It's eternal time. Take your earth time difficulties and shift them into eternal time. And guess what? They become beautiful because eternal time stretches. Earth time is constrictive. It represents death. There's a beginning point and an ending point. But in eternal time, there's no beginning and there's no end. Take your problem and shift it back to eternal time. And all of a sudden, your problem stretches out and it's made beautiful in its time. Are you feeling rushed? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Take that moment. Shift it into eternal time and it begins to stretch. All of a sudden you have a whole lot more time. Come on, this is supernatural what I'm teaching you right here. This is going to be my new book, Crack the Time Code. I'm going to teach you how to shift time so that you can rest. Listen, you can get so much more done when you're resting in eternal time than when you're cramming it in earth time. God's got a great plan for you. Whew, I feel his presence right now. I'm getting a little bit excited. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He's very good. And he's got a good and perfect plan for you. Come on, somebody needs to hear this message right now. I want you to send it to them. Send it to them. Send this message. Whether you're watching on YouTube, whether you're watching on Facebook, send it out to somebody. Somebody's got to rest. It's time to enter rest. It's a month of hopes and dreams being made manifest. But we got to take some time to receive from God that the thing that's on our heart might be manifested. But you know that God says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You hear how that scripture rolls? Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I believe it's Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord. Okay, he doesn't say, start begging him for stuff. He says, delight yourself in him and then he will give you the desires of your heart. We have it backwards because we think, I'm just going to go to God and get the desires of my heart met. No, go to God and delight yourself in him and then he's going to give you the desires of your heart. Come on, somebody needs to hear me right now. You just need to shift your thinking. Don't be going to God like he's Santa Claus and he's going to just... do this, that, and the other for you. Listen, he will do this, that, and the other because you come to him and you delight yourself in him. You love on him, and then he's going to bring it, right? What daddy doesn't open up his heart to his kids when his kids come to just love on him instead of asking him, oh, gimme, 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 gimme? No, God already knows what you need before you ask him. Just go and love him, and then guess what? All those hopes, all those dreams, all those blessings come flowing forth. You're going to have enough. Trust me, there's more than enough here for you to receive here. In eternity, there is more than enough. It needs to be made manifest in this realm of death, which is a shortened time. It can be released, but you need to step into the places of the eternal where there is no need, there is no lack, there's fullness, there's completeness, there's wholeness. And walk in that here, and then the vats of heaven open upon you. See, there's a way to do it. You got to step in outside this realm of confinement. Get into the place where there's fullness and there's wholeness. And listen, if this is abstract and you're thinking to yourself, gosh, Candace, that sounds really great. I can understand intellectually, but I'm not quite there. Just say, God, help me. Help me get to these places, these realms of completeness, wholeness, finished, nothing missing, nothing broken. It's the place of perfect. It's the perfect will of God. Help me get to the perfect will of God, that your will might be made manifest in what's restricted, Father, in what's being held down, in what's not growing, in what is in lack and depravity. Lord, let eternity lay upon this earth moment, and I want to see breakthrough now. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Come on, I can hear that right now. There's breakthrough coming. Remember, this is a month of hopes and dreams. Hallelujah. Kislev, hopes and dreams. Where there's darkness and confinement, the light comes through and it begins to disperse the darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I just feel like praying right now. Father, we just thank you. We love you so much, Lord, and we just thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you that this month we celebrate his birth. Lord, this is the month that was written on the Gregorian calendar. It wasn't written on the Hebrew calendar because Jesus would have been born around Tishri, around the Feast of Trumpets. But it was written on the Gregorian calendar more than 2,000 years ago. And so we're going to recognize this month from that perspective, but we're going to recognize this month from the Hebrew perspective, that it is the month of dreams and it's the month of hope. And it's the month, Father, where you bring forth light into the earth, Jesus being that ultimate light. Father, we thank you now for the light of Jesus. Come on, just lift up your hands. Say, I want to receive the light and the life of Jesus. If you're watching this program right now and you don't know Jesus, come on, maybe you didn't grow up knowing him. All you got to do is say, Father, I want to know you. See, he can be your father, right? He's the father of lights. He's the father of us all. Just say, Father, I want to know you more. And you sent Jesus, your precious son. And this is the month that he was born, that he might grow up and be a man, and he might make a choice to die on a cross, be buried, resurrected, and ascended, that he might not only break the power of sin, death, and the grave over my life, but that I should live forever and be properly positioned with him in the realms of the ascension. Come on, just ask him. Say, Lord, I don't really understand it, but I want to know you, and I want to know you from these places in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, I just feel that right now. I feel like God's going to answer your prayer right there. It's an authentic prayer. Come on, all you got to do is be authentic with God. Listen, he's not asking for, he doesn't want some rote prayers. He doesn't want things. There's nothing needs to be automatic. Just flow from your heart. Just talk authentically from your heart. Just say, Father, I want to know you more in the mighty name of Jesus. Just lift up your hands right now. I feel that fire. Just touch him, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, listen, I want to bless you. Just let my ministry know. It's your first time in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just welcome to his kingdom. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, just receive him right now. Father, I just thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for your light and for your life. And then we just thank you for the Holy Spirit, the promise of our salvation. I just speak that over you. May the Holy Spirit come and dwell within you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May you be baptized with fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Healing to your body right now in every area. Just receive from him right now. Just healing and restoration and wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Come on, that's the realms that he's calling us to live in. Just receive that right now. Say, I'm receiving nothing missing and nothing broken, but wholeness right now. Just feel that wholeness. Feel the tangibility. I feel your faith increasing. Faith is tangible. There's a tangibility right here. See, God's getting some things in order right now in this month of Kislev. He wants you to enjoy the blessings that he's bringing forth. Don't allow that enemy to tell you you don't have enough, or that God doesn't care about you, or that he's busy with a whole bunch of other things and not with you. Come on, the devil is a liar. God loves you. He knows who you are. He knows every hair on your head. He knew your name before you were born. He ordained that you would be born. He wrote in the scrolls of destiny the whole plan for your life. It's his perfect will. And so, Father, we thank you right now. And Lord, anyone that's in despair, I just thank you, Father, because, and again, I'm going to read this scripture to you. The Lord's bringing it to my mind. Somebody's in despair right now. But Psalm 27:13, I would have despaired, King David said, unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Come on, somebody's faith needs to increase right now. No longer be despaired, but believe, which means have faith in God's love for you through his son, Jesus Christ. You have eternal life. Believe in eternal life. Believe that God is good and that you will see his goodness in the land of the living, in your land right now, in your living land. Believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody needs to increase their faith right now. Believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Listen, I feel the power on this scripture. You need to write this one down, Psalm 27:13. You need to put it on a post-it note. You need to memorize this whole week. You will not be in despair. You must believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in your land, the land in which you're living in. Come on, right now. Let Hosea, the grain, the wine, and the oil come forth right now in the name of Yeshua. Come on, let that grain come forth right now. Let that substance come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Let those new opportunities come forth. Let the new oil come forth right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. Oh, Rabbi Hassan. I just feel that right now for you. I feel that right now for you. God is turning some things around. He's shifting some things. He's changing some things. He just needs you to be responsive to that. He needs you to hear him, to get the spiritual ears on, to get the spiritual eyes on, so you can step into the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you. Do not despair. God is good and he loves you tremendously. And he set aside great spiritual blessings for you, great natural blessings. Come on, if you put out your hands, these blessings are coming. They come from the realm of completeness into the realm that is not complete, but then makes what is not complete, complete, okay? This is a broken realm, but when we receive from God, we're receiving from a place that's not broken, and then it takes what's broken and missing, and it makes it whole. In the name of Jesus, be whole. In the name of Jesus, I just hear the Lord say that. Be whole. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now see, this is the differences between living in the earth realm and living in the heavenly realms. So we live in the heavenly realms. We occupy the space in the earth realm. So you live in the eternal realms, yet you occupy the earth realm, which is a time of death. The earth realm is a realm of death time. So any time that the eternal, which is whole and complete and everlasting, lays on top of that which is broken and missing and in earth time, the earth time then gets lengthened. Okay? You know, we see this all throughout the Word of God. We see this when Joshua needed some extra time. Hezekiah needed extra time. You know, when extra time is needed, it's because eternity comes and rests on the earth time, and then earth time has to come into proper position. Ooh, you're getting me to be a teacher right here. Come on, I need to start teaching you about time. But listen, you're gonna have to wait for my new book to come out so you can learn all about how to crack this time code and start resting in the name of Jesus. All right, come on. Some of y'all want to learn this sooner than later. Come join me for my Ascension class. My next one is Monday, December 9th at 12 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Eastern. There's a link below. Come and join me for that class. It's going to be a very, very special time. It's going to be a time where you're going to have the opportunity to step into learning directly from me, becoming a part of my Glory Road community. It's an hour and a half time. I do a little teaching on the Hebrew calendar, and I give you a key to ascension, and then we talk about it. It's great revelation that's not only going to change you, but you're going to be able to take it to your spheres of influence. So come and join me for my ascension classes. We're going to roll them into 2025 together. It's my monthly call. I do it every month. I want to get you to that place of walking in wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, and the power and the glory that come with that. Come on, there's a lot of power and glory that come with that. Maybe you would like to start off your brand new year as a biblical life coach. Maybe God has said, listen, I have a plan, purpose, and destiny for you, and I want to use you in ministry. I want to teach you how to be a coach so you can coach other people, but maybe it's a business opportunity for you. Kingdom entrepreneur, come on. If you've got giftings that you want to pour into people, you're a teacher of the word, you're an encourager, you love to host small groups, you like to work one-on-one with people, you not only want to minister the gospel, but you want to bring them to that place of healing and deliverance, come and join us for our Dream Mentors classes. Just go to dreammentors.org. You can join the Soul Transformation class. You can join the Dream Mentors one-on-one class. We have lots of classes for you, and you can become a part of our network. You can become a ministry affiliate with us, and we're going to help you be able to do what it is that God has called you to do. It's a great time. So maybe that's you. Maybe you're watching this and you're going, you know what? I need help. Like, I'm not even feeling like I want to help anybody. I just want somebody to help me. All right, go to dreammentors.org and you can sign up for a coach. And we got a lot of good coaches there. You can go online and pick a coach and talk to them about coaching you into the purpose and destiny that God has for you. We all start somewhere. Listen, there was one time where I needed to be coached before I became a coach. Come on. You don't just step into it. Sometimes you need some help getting there. Hallelujah. And we got to get whole. Took me a lot of years to get whole. Listen, the wholeness process takes quite a while. So listen, we're with you. And at Dream Mentors, we'll walk you through that. Now, I also want to invite you to get a copy of my new book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. People are reading this all over the world. They absolutely love it. Brings them a prophetic word every single day according to the Hebrew calendar. This has been tested. I've been studying this for about 2 decades, but the revelations were tested for 5 years straight, and statistically the same ones came across every single year, every single month, every single week, and every single day. It was amazing statistical proof that God speaks through his word and in accordance with his times and seasons on the Hebrew calendar. Get a copy today and start off 2025 joining us the beginning of the year for a whole year of 365 prophetic revelations. Just go to my website at candacesmithman.com and grab a copy there. I think we've got some specials in the month of December, so you want to get a copy soon. And you can also get it on Amazon and all the major booksellers. But go to the ministry and check out what we have on our website. We have lots of amazing resources, including our health product, P4 herbal supplement. Absolutely amazing. We're in cold and flu season. This thing knocks out colds and flu, just knocks it out. Some of you know my testimony where I almost died of COVID a few years ago. And these were the herbs that God spoke to me to take. And immediately when I took them, my fever broke and God began to heal me of COVID pneumonia. This stuff is absolutely amazing. And so I've been bringing it into my ministry into the United States for more than 3 years from South Africa. Healing herbs, absolutely amazing. We have tons of testimonies. If you go on the website, you can hear my testimony about how God spoke to me audibly about these herbs. That's what he chose to heal me of COVID pneumonia. But it's really, really good for blood pressure, for cleansing all of the toxins in the body, pulling out intestinal disorders, gluten issues, kidney stones, liver disorders, regulating sugar levels. Really awesome herbs. And then there's cream, herbal creams also that work with psoriasis, eczema, and serious skin conditions, as well as sunburns, rough spots, and muscle aches too. All natural. So go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com and click on the herbal supplements and grab some of those for yourself too. I believe in spirit, soul, and body, complete and total healing. If you're outside the country, reach out to us. We'll connect you with the right people. But inside the United States, you would get them directly from me. So go to CandiceSmithman.com for that. But listen, I love you guys. I'm excited. Do not despair. This is a month to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hopes, dreams, miracle oil. Put out your hands and just receive the wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, share this with somebody. Somebody needs to hear this. We do not need to be despairing in the month of December. It is Kislev, the month of hope. All right, high five. I'll see you next week. Blessings.